with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, November 5th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Now let's give you a little break from the election and political news on this election day, starting by taking a look at the action from the state volleyball tournament in Coralville yesterday. Class 4A and 5A played their quarterfinals on the Florida Extreme Arena in Coralville. First, the Class 5A state quarterfinals saw the top-seeded Spartans of Pleasant Valley sweep away 8-seeded Waukee 3-0. 4th-seed Dowling Catholic had a tough battle, but they defeated Indianola, the 5-seed, 3-1. 2nd-seed Ankeny Centennial, 3-0 winner over 7-seeded Cedar Falls, and it was the 6-seed Waukee Northwest sweeping away 3-seeded Ankeny, 3-0. Over to the Class 4A state quarterfinals, where Lamar's Community had a couple of familiar foes competing, and they'll both be advancing. 2nd-seeded Bishop Heelan, first off, they got a 3-0 win over the 7-seeded Wildcats of Carlisle, but the tallest task was for the 8-seeded Warriors of Sergeant Bluff Luton. They were able to upset top-seeded Cedar Rapids Xavier in a 5-set thriller. The Warriors won the first two sets, Saints won the next two, but set 5 went to Sergeant Bluff Luton, and the Warriors score the upset of the day at the state tournament. They'll move on to take on 5-seeded Pella, the Dutch, who also had to win a 5-set matchup with Clear Creek Amana, 3-2. Also in Class 4A, 3rd-seeded North Scott, the defending champs, had no problem in a 3-0 win over Glenwood. You can check out those state volleyball scores by logging on to our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Let's recap some football action now from over the weekend in the round of 16 of the Class A playoffs. The 6th-ranked Galen Catholic football team ended their season with a tight 21-19 loss at home to number 10-ranked Woodbury Central, again at Jim Lorenzen Field in the Mars. The J defense stepped up to the plate early in the night, facing two Woodbury Central drives that got all the way down to the red zone. But Galen never backed down and turned both drives away on downs. Galen Catholic head coach Jeremy Schindler says the guys were motivated to keep the score at zero.
It's really tough to score in the red zone. You know, all of your route combinations, there's just less room. The DBs know, well, I can eliminate this route because they don't have enough room to run that. You know, then you're able to load the box a little more. And so, you know, our guys just did a great job of, you know, obviously keep playing. They don't have any points on the board yet. Let's keep them off the board. And, you know, we're able to do that.
Galen led the game 6-0 after the first two drives, but Woodbury Central was going to capitalize eventually. The Wildcats would score on their next two drives while Galen Catholic went 3 and out and turned it over on downs on 4 plays. Coach Schindler says a couple of injuries to the offensive line hindered the Jays' play-calling capabilities.
You know, we get an injury and we got to bring another kid in on the offensive line, and we, just the continuity, we weren't quite able to get things going in the run game. And then obviously, the pass game's not our strength. I thought we made some good adjustments at halftime, but in the first half there, we just kind of just stalled out a little bit a couple times at the end.
And the Wildcats led by as much as 21-6 in the early part of the third quarter, but Galen Catholic was not going to go away easily. The Jays scored with a Cole McCarty touchdown pass late in the third and trailed 21-12 after a missed two-point try. And after some more defensive stops, the Jays got the ball back with 3 minutes left and ended it in the end zone. Coach Schindler says Cole McCarty made some great plays to keep the Jays in it.
That last drive there, Cole put on the Superman cape and, yep, and really kind of just tried to put the team on his back and at least give us a chance, you know, with an onside kick. And you know, he was able to make a lot out of nothing on a few plays and just, you know, prove the type of athlete that he is and was able to at least get us in the end zone to where we had the opportunity to try and get an onside kick.
However, Woodbury Central would recover the onside kick and pick up a first down to seal the win and end Galen Catholic's season. The Jays end the season with a record of 8-2 and as champions of their district for the first time in over a decade. Coach Schindler says there are mixed emotions with the players graduating and the players who come back.
We're excited about what the future is, and we appreciate everything those seniors, you know, they put in four four really good years of football, and so you know, we're going to miss them, and you know, we wish them the best with finishing out their high school careers.
Woodbury Central advances to the next round of the tournament with a record of 8-2. They'll face West Hancock in Britt on Friday night in a rematch of the Class A state championship last year. Well, speaking of football, let's take a look at the All-District honors for Lamar's community in Class 4A District 1. The district's football coaches are releasing these to KLEM Radio yesterday. The Bulldogs, they earned 7 first-team All-District accolades. On the offensive side, they are led by Andrew Grant, who's listed as a tight end, but he played a number of different positions for the Bulldogs offensively. He earns first-team All-District offense for his season this year. Also earning All-District offense would be quarterback Jamie Sitzman. He's listed as an athlete, but he was the quarterback for the Bulldogs. He could throw, he could run, and he was a great facilitator of the offense in his first year as a starter, again earning first-team All-District offense. And finally, the third and final All-District offensive first-team honor for the Bulldogs would be at kicker. That'd be Giovanni Cabongo. He earns that honor once again. He has dominated that role as the top kicker in Class 4. A District 1. On the defensive side, defensive lineman Hudson Cass earned first-team All-District for the Bulldogs. He's joined by Jaden Nelson, a senior linebacker, as well as Wiching Hosniong in the secondary, a senior earning All-District defense. Those three made opposing offenses work very hard to move the football. Finally, the other All-District first-team nod on defense, that'd be to junior punter Tyson Augustine. In total, 7 Bulldogs earned first-team All-District accolades. The rest of the honors on the second-team All-District offense team, that'd be running back Jude Doherty and offensive lineman Asher Moss. Second-team All-District defense, linebacker Cy Bixman, defensive back and safety Tegan Bogue, and athlete Levi Schnetzer. The other two honorable mention All-District honors for Lamar's came from Aiden Kramer and Deji Cabongo, as the Bulldogs again finished off a great season. They went 4-1 in the district, tied for the district championship, but did not qualify for the playoffs, missing out with a 3-team tiebreaker. You can check out, of course, the accolades for Lamar's community football players on the All-District teams, as well as the entire listing of All-District honors for Class 4A District 1. They are found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. The state volleyball tournament continues all throughout the day in Coralville in Class 3A. It will feature the top-seeded Mustangs of Mount Vernon getting set to square off with Mid Prairie. Also in Class 3A, Wallert Catholic of Dubuque takes on Kemper Catholic. It's an all-Northwest Iowa matchup as Western Christian will match up with Sioux Center, and West Delaware will take on Davenport Assumption. In the Class 2A state tournament, the Denver Cyclones, they'll match up with Boyden Hall, the Comets who knocked out Hinton in the regional final here earlier. Also in Class 2A, Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont will take on Iowa City Regina. It's Dyke-New Hartford against Applington-Parkersburg, a couple of teams Hinton's also very familiar with. And Beckman Catholic will match up with South Hardin. Finally, in the Class 1A state tournament, that will conclude the day in Coralville. Ankeny Christian, they'll take on Don Bosco. It's Riverside against North Tama. St. Ansgar takes on Janesville, and it's Holy Trinity Catholic against BCLUW. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.